Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of The Diz Unplugged. We're going to be doing something a little different this week. I don't know. I'm in a mood. I'm changing things all over my house at the moment, and so it only stands to reason that the show was going to be next on my hit list. Don't know if I'm going to make permanent changes here, but I went looking for news stories this week, and I just felt like I was reaching, and like, you know what? We're going to just do something entirely different. So we're dispensing with the intros. We're dispensing with all that stuff. And we're just going to have a conversation. Namely, the ultimate conversation is why I am ready for it to be Christmas at Walt Disney World. Please, please. Now, yes, it's October 27th and, Halloween is just around the corner and then, you know, kind of starts the Christmas season. People, I decorated my house 3 weeks ago. Okay, my house was decorated for Christmas 3 weeks ago. But let's just make some quick introductions. Joining me via Skype this week, Mr. Rhino Clavin.
Hello.
Along with Ms. Denny Sunderly.
Hey there.
And of course, in our new and improved nook, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy, hoy.
He's like, I just look so tight back there.
Yeah, I wouldn't say improved, but it is new.
It is new. Yeah. It is new. Craig is literally in a closet. Craig is literally in a closet. We've been trying to get him to come out of the closet for years. Before we get to discussions about Christmas, just a couple things I want to talk about first. First, to remind everybody, this show is brought to you by, as is all of our content, on the Diz channels by Dreams Unlimited Travel, of which I am one of the owners. And dreamsunlimitedtravel.com is the URL. And if you appreciate our content, if you want to show your support for us, that's a great way to do it. Book your vacation through Dreams. Our agents are unbelievable, as the folks who had vacations during the pandemic can attest. There was no better time to have an agent than going through what we've been going through to navigate those waters for you, stay on hold for hours with Disney for you. So dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And of course, our friends over at Magic Candle Company just got my most recent order in a few weeks ago of all the Christmas candles. I am burning Christmas shop here in the studio right now. It is unbelievable. It is so good. MagicCandleCompany.com, code DisneyInfo saves you 15%. All right. So we've been pushing for the last few weeks trying to highlight cast member businesses, small businesses, especially those who have been laid off or affected as a result of the pandemic. And we've been featuring them on the Diz. We've got some video interviews we're getting ready to do with some of these guys that we'll be putting up on our channel. One that came through a few weeks ago was from a man named Dwayne, who has an Etsy store called Wreaths Do Come True. And I saw the wreaths. I'm like, wow, these are really beautiful. They came yesterday. They arrived yesterday. Bear with me a second.
This is show and tell time.
It's show and tell time. This is a Donald Duck wreath that he did. I don't know how well. We're going to put a link in the show notes to his Etsy store. I got to tell you, the detail on this is absolutely unbelievable. I don't think the camera's going to do it justice. The other one I ordered is this one with a little Christmas Mickey and Minnie, which you really can't see here.
Victorian.
It's got a Victorian thing going on. But what I love about this one is it serves a dual purpose. It can be a Christmas wreath or it can be a fascinator for your royal wedding.
Yes. It's your Easter bonnet.
I just say that's a great outfit for New Year's.
That's true.
What, baby drag queen? Baby New Year drag queen? So, and we've been ordering a lot of stuff from cast members that we want to, you know, be able to feature. Like Sean and Jackie, I know, have been ordering a lot of stuff. So we're going to be showing off more stuff like this. really and truly, guys, blow this guy up. The stuff is so good. It's so well made. It's really hard to appreciate with me just holding it up the way I did. It's called Wreaths Do Come True. We'll put a link to it in the show notes, and I'll also add it on my social media, like on Facebook and stuff. But one of the other things we wanted to do, I wanted to be able to directly raise money to help support the cast members here in Central Florida that have been laid off and have lost their jobs. Now, there are a lot of great organizations, you know, Cast Member Pantry certainly being one of them that I think are fantastic. We've mentioned them before. But when it comes to raising money, I need to deal with a nonprofit, a registered nonprofit, right? Because usually when we do fundraisers, we tend to raise, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. It's a lot of money. And I want to make sure that everything's on the up and up in terms of, you know, not that there's anything, I put that the wrong way. I'm not suggesting at all that any other organization isn't, but, you know, a registered nonprofit with the state was important. So we decided to do something in conjunction with Second Harvest Food Bank here in Central Florida. Actually, they're located all across the country. They do amazing work. They're very well known here. They work with hundreds of different organizations to provide meals to those in need. And someone in one of the chats about 3 weeks ago or a month said we should do a cruise raffle to raise money. And I'm like, that's a fantastic idea. So we are, in fact, raffling off another four-night Disney Cruise Line vacation for a party of four. And we will go ahead and put we will get the link to that in the show notes and on social. I think they may be putting it up right now as we speak. You can donate as little as $10. That will give you 10 chances in the raffle, 10 raffle entries for $10. You'll get 30 chances if you donate $25, 75 chances if you donate $50, 200 chances if you donate $100. You will get one additional chance if you share this raffle through the website, on social media. You'll get five additional chances for donations that are brought in from what you share on social media. And it, I haven't tested it yet. It should be working now. You can text the phrase CM Love, CMLOVE, to 855-202-2100. We are going to be running this raffle through next Tuesday. The following Tuesday, which I think is the 10th, we are going to announce the winner. So you have a week to go ahead and try and get as many chances as you can to win. Donate, share it on your social media. We will be putting all of this stuff up on, like I said, on the Diz, on social media, stuff like that. And again, this is to raise money for Second Harvest Food Bank. In the name of and in support of the cast members who have been laid off at Walt Disney World. So let's try and raise as much money as we can for them, especially coming into the holiday season as we are. I think that you know, this is another way that we can show our support for them, other than, you know, like I said, you know, supporting their small businesses and doing everything we can to support them there. Yeah. I don't know if anybody wants to say anything before we move on. Bryno, Craig.
I think it's a fantastic idea. The whole cruise raffle. I mean, that's winner, winner, chicken dinner right there. Easy.
Oh yeah. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I'm not beating that expression, so I will remain silent.
That's it. Well,
you were screaming for cookies 10 minutes ago.
The chicken dinner. It's one of those raffles where it's too inexpensive to contribute for such a great cause that you just like, yeah, what's like $10, whatever, you know, and then you could end up on this cruise with like four people. They don't have to be your family. Three other people.
Yeah. Now there are some, just want to make sure we put it out there. There are some restrictions. Not all dates are available. It's subject to availability. And you must travel by the end of December 2021. if you win this. So just letting everybody know, those are the conditions of the cruise. But all right. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, I love Christmas anyway. Like, it's my favorite holiday, my favorite time of year. I love the way my house looks and feels when it's been decorated for Christmas. But I normally wait until early to mid-November before I start decorating. And I actually at one point was questioning whether or not I was going to decorate the house at all this year. I'm like, you know what? Just fed up. And then I had to get my storage pod, which is, they deliver it to the house and then take it back, which is fantastic. And all my Christmas decorations are in there, most of them. And I had to get it for something else. And I was like, you know what? No, you know what? I want to decorate now. So like 3 weeks ago, I tore this house apart and completely decorated everything in the house for Christmas. And I just realized that I'm ready for this year to be over. I think we all are ready for this year to be over. And even though I was, certainly disappointed that there weren't going to be any Mickey's Very Merry Christmas parties this year, they're not doing candlelight processional. Even without those things, there is something so incredibly special about the holidays at Walt Disney World that I don't care. I just want it to be Christmas at Disney now. I am ready for Christmas at Disney. Now I know Rhino, you're Mr. Halloween.
I am.
Love Halloween. That's your jam. Where are you on the spectrum for?
Well, I do love Christmas as well. I just find that for me, I love to be somebody else. So that's what I love about Halloween, is that I feel like I'm so weird. I get so sad around Christmas. So it's one of those, like, it's a weird time of year, but I do also love, like, I love Christmas music. I love the decorations. I am in that realm of the bigger and the gaudier they can be. Like, that is me. Like, I'm not here for those white Christmas lights. Save those for the patio all year long. We can have a cute socially distanced cookout with those. But when it's Christmas time, they are giant and they are multicolored lights, and everything should, like, be in the realm of almost catching on fire at all moments. Like, that is Christmas right there. Flammable. That's the word.
Impending doom.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I always tell a story. Like, I grew up on a railroad, one of the things they used to do all this around this time of year is they used to have really cool, like, their version of the Osborne spectacle of dancing lights. So they had, like, Christmas lights everywhere. You could do the train ride, and they used to have these, like, cool displays. It'd be, well, I don't know, cool, but, like, you'd be like, what mind created this? Because one was, like, Santa in the bathtub with a big old thing, and the elves are, like, cleaning him. And I thought, wow, those poor elves. But I like miss those deranged kind of decorations a little bit. I don't think they exist there anymore. But
does anybody else watching ever pause and ask yourself, what happened to him? Yeah. Like, what life event happened to create this person, this twisted human being? I'm sorry.
Too much of the coal dust on the railroad. That's what it was. You can't put the kids near there. I read a sign once that said toothpaste is made out of it, and I kept putting it in my mouth after that. But I love – there's something about – I don't know where all of you lay on this, but Christmas music, not just, like, listening to it, but I love it when it comes through on, like, a loudspeaker and it has that really, like, echoey kind of old record sound to it, old sound system. And I feel like I love that aspect about, like, they're not doing Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party this year, but I do love that being in there, you can hear, like, Christmas music playing and that echoey, like, it's so romantic. And I don't mean, like, you know, romance. I mean, like, you know, just like it's a Hallmark movie. You're kind of in that step. And I think it's cute.
Well, and what you're describing, Rhino, reminds me of what we've seen in Hollywood studios the past several years and all the, you know, the vintage. I love that vintage retro vibe. I want to hear, like you're saying, I want to hear Bing Crosby. I want to hear him playing over the loudspeakers. And I want it to kind of feel like, you know, we've stepped back in time a little bit. And just everything that they've done in Hollywood studios around Echo Lake specifically just kind of gives me those feels. So I'm there with you. Just hearing Christmas music over the PA system is a lovely thing.
Well, I'm heading back into the parks this week for the first time. In part because, I'll be on and off property for the next few weeks, actually, but, I miss the parks. I want to be back in them and I feel more comfortable now. You know, Disney's doing, you know, for travel agencies, they're doing a holiday event on November 10th, I think it is, that, you know, it's one of their typical, you know, media type things, but I'm so excited about it, right? I'm so, so excited about it. I'm excited to see the decorations up, see what they do this year. Do they cut back on them? Hopefully not. But just to be there, just, I don't know. I mean, granted, you know, I've been living here now for what, 20, 21, 22 years, that I've been in Orlando, and Disney at Christmas has become the tradition. It has become the tradition. And I think part of why I'm so drawn to it right now and so anxious for it, not just because I'm anxious for 2020 to be over, but there's been so much negativity, right? There's been so much everybody sniping at everybody else, whether it's over COVID or politics or both or whatever. There's so much sniping going on. And like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I just want happy.
Yeah. Happy, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
has there really ever been, honest to God, has there ever been, at least in my lifetime, I don't think there's ever been a more important moment for it.
I really
don't think there has ever been a more important moment for it than right now.
I would agree.
You know,
it always feels, I know this is the word that everybody's like, oh, my star is over, but it feels magical. As soon as you walk in, no matter what park you step in, there's just a different tone about things. And, everyone could use a little bit of that right about now.
All right. So what is it? I'm going to start with you, Denny. Mm-hmm. What is it you're looking forward to for the holidays this year, given that, you know, Christmas party, candlelight processional, not going on this year? What is it you're looking forward to?
I want to guess.
Go ahead.
Yes. Cookies.
Yes, Rhino. You and I are on the same wavelength. Yes. The holiday cookie stroll. I cannot wait. I get to go on the cookie stroll with my 7-year-old friend Asher this year. So I'm super looking forward to that. I got to do it with my niece and nephew last year and it was so much fun. They announced what the cookies are for the cookie stroll. And I kid you not, I had a panic attack in the middle of my kitchen. And, you know, not to make fun of panic attacks. I had a panic moment in the middle of my kitchen last week when they announced the different holiday kitchens that they were going to have, because the Feast of the Three Kings booth was not announced. And that's where my beloved chocolate crinkle cookie comes from. Thankfully, they're moving it over to the American Holiday Table booth at the American Adventure. So I will be able to purchase as many of those cookies as I possibly can.
Denny, why don't you, just for those who don't know, why don't you explain a little bit more about what the cookie stroll is?
Okay. So the cookie stroll you'll find in your festival passport, which we have gotten word that we are getting legit festival passports, real paper ones. We didn't get that for Food and Wine for obvious reasons. So I'm glad that they'll be back. But you can look up in your festival passport as soon as you get it. There are 5 different cookies that are all around World Showcase. And you can go, if you'd like to participate in the holiday cookie stroll, you go from booth to booth, trying all five. You put your coordinating sticker in your book, and actually they give you a stamp that looks like the cookie. That's the way it happened last year, which was really neat. Each cookie is $2.50. And after you have purchased all five, you get to go over to Promenade Suites.
You get to go to Insulin World?
Exactly. You go and you get your insulin shot, and then you can proceed. But no, you go to Holiday Suites and Treats. They're on World Showcase Plaza, and you get a completer cookie. You show them your page with all your cute little stamps on it, and they give you a completer cookie. And we have a new completer cookie this year, which I'm super excited about because last year's was not good at all. So they get points for creativity and for effort, but it just did not taste good. So I'm excited.
What was that thing that, Craig, that you put up on the screen? Was that a cookie jar?
That is a holiday cookie stroll cookie jar that, of course, you can take home so you can remember that you went on the holiday cookie stroll.
But this is a separate purchase, right? It's not like eat all these cookies and here you put the cookies in.
Do you really have to ask that, Rhino? How long have you been doing this?
I know.
Oh, no. Disney's just handing out these things.
No.
Hey, that one year, there was one year they gave us those cool rocks glasses for food and wine. You had to go the three times. And I have it. No one believes me. It seems like a memory gone by. Like you've made that up. You know?
Okay. But. Breaking news. I think because I'm putting out Christmas magic, I just got a notice from shopdisney.com that the order I placed for the animatronic, the child edition has been shipped. It's coming to my house. I am so excited.
You can sit there on Friday and watch season two holding your little child animatronic.
I just wonder, you know, does it come to life when you're sleeping and kill you?
Let's hope not.
Well, you know,
it's still new, so we don't know.
Or do you think Disney's implanting spyware in it to watch everybody?
It's Nanny Cam 2.0.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm sorry, I just saw that email come across and I plotzed a little bit. So the cookie stroll for you, Denny. What else? What else are you looking forward to?
I cannot wait to see Santa Claus promenade through. He's coming through on a horse-drawn carriage, horse-drawn sleigh through the World Showcase. I cannot wait. I wrote an article over the weekend about just the different entertainment changes that are happening for the festival, the holidays, and that. Okay, I understand we're not. The loss of candlelight is huge. And that's going to be something I think we feel throughout the season, just to go, oh, yeah, it's not there. It's not happening. But give us Santa Claus in his sleigh parading through World Showcase. And, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
He's going to be at all four of the parks, I think. Mm-hmm. I just read, too, right? And I think that's I'm looking forward to seeing how he strolls through every park, because I'm assuming he's not going to be using the sleigh everywhere he goes. So yeah. I wonder if he'll have his own little flotilla at Animal Kingdom, perhaps.
Ooh.
I hope he brings his sassy reindeer with him.
For sure.
Okay. Rhino, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
I think the decorations, I really enjoy, like I said before, I love when they're so big, they're kind of so over the top. I know they're not going to, it's probably not going to be as crazy as it has been. But I think we're probably going to get a little bit more than what they've led us to believe at this point. And specifically, I'm actually interested in the projection show they're going to be doing at the Magic Kingdom for in place. Nothing beats the castle lit up in those lights. So I'm not saying this will be better, but I'm interested to see how this goes, because I think this will be a fun, cool, an in-between thing. And then when we get the lights back, we can appreciate it that much more. But I think this looks like a cool thing. I'm a fan of all the kind of projection mapping that they do on the castle, and I love how they do it on Tower of Terror for the holidays. And I know we haven't been told whether they're doing that one way or another. I'm hoping they do it, since if they're doing it at Magic Kingdom, why can't they do it at Hollywood Studios? But I love that because I love that it's like a continuous event, that it's not something that you just have to kind of like plop and wait for. And that that's what I like about Disney. That's why I love these cavalcades and all that sort of stuff, is because you can just be about your merry way. Nailed it. And you just like, it just happens. And you don't have to like devote all this time out of your day to like marking out a spot or waiting somewhere or anything like that. So it kind of takes a little bit of a layer of stress away when you're already stressed enough about masks. And if you're me, you know, wearing your hazmat suit, like your Sandy Fanny, all that stuff, you know. But I think decorations and just atmosphere in general, it's like what you said, Pete. I'm just looking forward to, I'm hoping that the Christmas season can permeate some good energy out there that I feel like are in desperate need of right now. So,
yeah, I mean, like I said, I think that's a big part of my motivation right now, is just that positivity that comes from it. I know the mood I was in when I was decorating. Boy, I'll tell you, it's probably the happiest I've been all year. What else, Rhino? What else are you looking forward to?
You know, honestly, I'm a sucker, as you can tell. I'm wearing this. This was I like a good Disney Christmas merchandise every year. I'm trying to show the thing. And hold on, let me spin around.
That is the cutest shirt.
I always love a good Disney Christmas buy. I try not to go over the top, but I am very much a sucker for that holiday merchandise. So I'm looking forward to kind of looking at some of that. You know, I know Denny said she was really excited for the cookie stroll. I'm always excited to see like what are some other snacks we're going to get. If you know me, you know how much I love eggnog. And so I'm hoping like something eggnog related will come out. I'm hoping the eggnog beer comes back to Epcot. So my fingers are crossed, because the brewery that made it is no longer in Florida. The one here is no longer here that was close by, but that brewery still exists other places. So that's why I'm like, please, 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 please. But cooler weather.
I wrote that down too on my list.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great if we had some cooler weather?
Well, it's starting already. It's, you know, it's not as bad as it was like 2 or 3 weeks ago. We're starting to get the better weather. And I think, you know, as it gets closer to Christmas and the new year, the weather will get a little cooler.
There's 2 days of 75 degrees next week, it says, but this is a filthy liar, so who knows?
Well, the Weather Channel?
Yeah,
that's
the weather app. It's like, oh, how could we kick you in the throat a little bit harder? Well, we'll promise.
Here's my thing about weathermen. Here's my thing about weathermen. How is it possible you can be that wrong that often and still have a job?
Yes.
All right. There's a number of things I'm looking forward to this year. Number one, actually, in all honesty, the Night of a Million Lights that Give Kids the World is doing this year. Like, we lost, obviously, you know, a few years back, we lost Osborne Lights over at Hollywood Studios. And this is kind of like that. They're not going to be like the dancing musical lights, but they are literally, they've been releasing videos, and we had Denny and Fiasco were out there for a preview last week. They're literally covering every building in the village with millions of Christmas lights. We're sponsoring, Dreams Unlimited Travel is sponsoring one of those villas. We're going to have a villa there. Lots of companies are sponsoring villas. And I'm really like, it's perfect because it's all outdoors, right? So you can social distance. It's, you know, easier, a little safer than, you know, gathering inside a crowded ballroom and doing an event. Starts November 13th. Tickets are on sale. We'll have links to that in the show notes as well. That's also on the Diz. But I'm really looking forward to that. Like, just the whole idea of strolling around the village, which is beautiful regardless, but to see it at night lit up for Christmas, that's going to be That's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to a good cause, obviously. But even beyond that, it's going to drive a lot of people to the village who may have never been there before. And once they actually see it in person, maybe then when they come back for vacation to the parks, then they're thinking about volunteering and they're taking that next step.
Well,
beyond
even if you're not, even if you don't volunteer, if you're going to be here between November 13th and January 3rd, which are the dates of the event, please, you've heard us talk about Give Kids the World for a decade now, right? We've raised over $1 million. I love being able to say that. I love being able to say we have raised over $1 million for Give Kids the World. Go see why we are so passionate about this place. 5 minutes walking around that village, you'll be like, oh, okay, got it. Got it. The lengths that these people have gone to create this unbelievable place. Every time I go over there, I'm like, this would be I would pay good money to stay here, like, as a resort. Mm. It's incredible. It's absolutely breathtaking, and it will never be more beautiful than it is for the Night of a Million Lights. So that is something I'm absolutely looking forward to, because when Osborne Lights went away, I was heartbroken. I was absolutely heartbroken, and so this kind of feels like maybe the successor to that, unofficially the successor to that. I'm also looking forward to Festival of the Holidays, which I believe begins late November, right? The 27th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, because what Food and Wine ends, what is it?
The 22nd. The 22nd, and then yes. Festival starts the 27th, because it's 5 days in between.
That's we have joked about this for years. We've joked about it for years. But it has now arrived. There is no daylight between the festivals, and there will be no daylight between this festival and the next one.
It's 5 days again, actually, now, in January. One ends, and then 5 days later is the next one.
I do want to manage people's expectations. Disney, not all, like for right now for Food and Wine, not all the kiosks are open all the time. So like they open everything up on the weekends, I believe, because they get more of a surge from locals on the weekends, but then during the week, not all of them are open. Am I correct on that, guys?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are, I think, 4 booths that are weekend only. Oh. The Alps, Spain, Waffles, and
Poor Denny's stutter is better.
Sorry
about that.
She went off without waffles.
But, so I'm assuming they're probably going to do that with Festival of the Holidays, as well, but I don't care. The merchandise, God help me.
Yeah.
Every Christmas I pull out all my stuff. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? And then as soon as I walk into a store that has Christmas stuff, I'm like, oh, I need that. I really need to go back to school and learn what the word need means, because apparently I did not get that down when I was a kid. I really need that. I need that. But
it's hard, though, because Disney's like, if you don't snatch it, then it's like this shirt. I don't really regret buying it. It was a little more than I wanted to, but it was like, this won't be here next year. Thinking about it.
Just so you know, no one of a certain age can look at you in that shirt and not think of a particular Monty Python skit. Okay. Because ever since you have come on screen, I've been hearing the Lumberjack song. But no, that's a cute shirt, though. That's a very, very cute shirt. All right. So this is great. We're talking about, you know, what we're looking forward to in the parks. Of course, we are very fortunate. We all live here. It is very easy for us to hop in our car and head down to property and kind of have these experiences. But that is certainly, especially this year, not the case for a lot of people who would love to be coming to Disney World, but because of the pandemic and what's going on, they're not able to. So I want to talk a little bit about how we bring it into our homes. And you know, my house is all Disney all the time anyway. So for the love of God, I'm sitting in two rooms in my house so I could sit and talk on YouTube about Disney. But other than decorations, Denny, what Disney things do you bring into your house for your family during the holidays?
Well, I'm going to go back to what I talked about earlier, and it's going to all wrap around to cookies.
Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. Yeah. Any other fat people watching that are listening to this skinny woman talk about her love of cookies and you want to jump through the freaking screen right now? Go ahead.
Sorry about it. Yeah, so every Saturday, we try to bring a little Disney into our homes with the Saturday snacks articles. And so every week, I'm in my kitchen recreating some favorite food or snack or dessert or whatever from Walt Disney World property. And so this, since we've started earlier this year, we've already done two of the holiday cookie stroll cookies. We've recreated them in our own kitchens. So the first one was the chocolate crinkle cookie, and the second one was the black and white cookie that we see from L'Chaim, if I'm correct in pronunciation. Forgive me. Let me know in the comments. So, okay. But the black and white cookie is just so, so good. So we had to recreate that. And then my favorite cookie from Disney's Contemporary Resort, we also recreated that. That's the chocolate peppermint cookie. Mm-hmm. Again, using recipes that have been released by Disney so that we know they are the legit recipes. That is a comforting thing. Like I've already... Two of the most recent things that we've done on Saturday snacks, I've already decided will be on the Thanksgiving table this year. So we're going to make the chocolate bouchon from the Riviera. And we're also going to do Olivia Cafe's key lime pie. Like those are two no-brainers. And I discovered them through doing Saturday snacks. So I discovered that I can recreate them through Saturday snacks. So that's an easy way.
I'll tell you, the key lime pie, the Olivia's key lime pie, is a really easy one to recreate. So is the Hoop-Dee-Doo cornbread. I'm telling you, that Hoop-Dee-Doo cornbread is dangerous. It's so good. I mean, you got to put 10 pounds of sugar into it, but
yes,
you know, it's definitely more northern cornbread in that regard. But it's so easy to make, and those things are always on my holiday table, whether it's Christmas or Thanksgiving. Those are things that are always get made. So we know the cookie lady, you know, her answer to everything, what are you doing for the holidays? Cookies.
Eating food.
So, Rhino, what about you?
You know, it is the thing where I feel like food is kind of that, you know, especially this time of year. I mean, we hit Thanksgiving and then you go to Christmas and you really the holidays, you just think it's about sweets. It's about family together, gathering, all that stuff. And I've told the story before. My aunt, on that one trip she's ever been to Disney World, I always think about, I now associate the Ohana, oh my God, the dessert.
The bread pudding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I couldn't think of the word for bread. Great. I might have a stroke, so please watch me carefully. But I always associate that now as like a Christmas dish, even though it's not a Christmas dish. So I have that like that need for it around those holidays. So there's that. And I mean, I love a good Christmas movie and I feel like Disney has some great ones. Like I love to watch like the Santa Claus every year, because again, that like, I think that movie's funny, but also like, it reminds me of being a kid and going to see it in the theater with my mom around that time of year. And so, you know, it's definitely like, for me, I get really into watching a lot of movies and that sort of stuff. And, you know, I'm kind of on that same boat with the Christmas decorations. I pull them out of the closet, because I like to decorate for Christmas. And then I'm like, there are so many Mickey related Christmas things in this closet that you would think that Mickey was in the manger. And so I always think like, it's so weird how much I've gotten over the years, and people be like, oh, you just must love Disney. And I was like, well, yeah, I guess. Like, I do, obviously, but I always think, like, well, I don't have a ton of Disney stuff, but then I'm like, yeah, I do have a ton of Disney stuff. So I always do look forward to decorating and coming up. I'm on the flip side of the food thing. I like to come up with fun, like, creative drinks this time of year, you know, and just, and so, like, anything with eggnog in it, I am all about trying. I feel like I want to try and bring that in, maybe, like, do something for, like, I know we've been doing movie club on Patreon. I want to start, like, rolling in, like, maybe some sort of fun themed drinks or something like that into that. So we'll see. It's like you. I'm just waiting because I, you know, my holiday is Halloween, so I'm waiting to rip that Band-Aid off on Sunday morning, November 1st. So,
well, you know, I certainly bring it in with some, like, food. Like I said, you know, for Thanksgiving, Christmas dinner, there are certain dishes that I'll make that are Disney dishes, like the cornbread and the key lime pie are always do, and they're so simple. The other thing is every year, almost every year, I try and get a Disney ornament for my Christmas tree that represents that year. And I have them going back as far as like 94, I think. And so it's like, and like, you know, 80% of my Christmas tree are Disney ornaments anyway, but, I always try and make sure that I have little pieces of that. A lot of the, decorations in the house are stuff I bought on property. A lot of it is Disney stuff. Obviously, you just see these wreaths I just bought. These are now part of they're part of the collective.
The board.
And so it's obviously, you know, and that's, again, when I'm in the parks and, you know, and especially like the Christmas shop in the Magic Kingdom, the Christmas shop over at Disney Springs, those stores are so unbelievably dangerous. They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really, there should be a warning label, like a warning outside those stores that I don't know what it is. And it doesn't matter. It could be the middle of damn July. And I walk in and I'm all ready. And I got to watch because I have, as it is, I have too much Christmas stuff. Although this year when I was going through stuff, I'm like, okay, maybe it's time to retire some of this. I don't know how much of that is a genuine desire, like it needs to be retired, or how much of that is my, like, subconscious justification for buying more stuff. I don't know if I'm self-aware enough to break through that barrier yet, but
I got
too funny.
And the more I'm talking about this, the more excited I am that I'll be on property next week when they start putting the decorations up.
Bring the U-Haul with you.
I'm scared.
I'm
scared for them. I'm scared for me. I'm scared for my house.
I'm like you too with the ornaments. I actually find that every year I go for ones that if it's two male characters together, I'll be like, oh, cute. Like I'll get these two. And like every year I find that I get one of those. And you know what I got last year that was really cool at that Christmas shop was they had, cause he like collects nutcrackers. They had a Chip and Dale one. And it was like Chip was one, Dale was another, and they had like acorns with them. And so I got those. And then there was a Jack one, and he was in a Santa outfit, and he had Zero with him. And I was like, I don't need three nutcrackers, but if I don't get this and it's never here again, I'm going to feel bad. So I ended up with three nutcrackers last year for no reason. Then you like go to put them away. And I'm like, I have literally one storage closet that is like Monica's closet on Friends. That is to the like roof of the closet. The light I had to take out so that I could put an extra box on top.
Oh my.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty excessive. I could, there is no closet in this house large enough to fit my Christmas stuff. I literally have a pot, you know, the pods that they deliver to your house. There's one sitting in my driveway right now. And I will say one third of it is Christmas stuff normally. Maybe a quarter of it is Halloween stuff. And the rest is stuff that I probably should have thrown out 10 years ago and haven't. I've joked before. I'm one bad, bad life decision away from an episode of Hoarders. So the fact that I have a pod trucked to my house multiple times a year.
Oh, yeah. I forgot to tell you, when I was digging through there, I found Steve. So he actually didn't move to Salt Lake City. He was just inside the pod this whole time.
So, is that where he went?
Yeah, that's a baby.
You know, with the hat and the mask on, he looks like the Invisible Man. Because all you see is the glasses, right? That's all you see, Craig, are the glasses.
Like y'all, a green screen.
Y'all forgot. The episode before Halloween, we always dress up for Halloween. So
that's right.
I did my ninja costume.
I didn't want the camera to turn on me and be in a Scooby-Doo outfit and him be like, we're talking about Christmas. What are you wearing a dog costume for?
So you're doing Scooby-Doo on the bottom and Christmas on the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Just split holidays.
Are right you seriously there. Wearing Scooby-Doo pants?
I'm not wearing pants.
Oh.
It's 2020.
Okay,
no pants.
Okay, so Scooby-Doo apparently is code for something else that I just wasn't clued in on. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. Now we have that visual going on in our heads, and I'm sorry. I'm talking about Christmas and happy, and then we got to hear that. I'm excited about it. I realize this is early for a lot of people to be talking about Christmas, but I don't care. I'm ready. I'm ready.
That's right.
Wouldn't that be nice? You know what? It would be nice if I started my Christmas shopping. They are telling people this year, do it early, because of what's going on, that online ordering is where everybody's going to be going. They're going to be backed up. It's going to take a lot longer. The days of ordering, you know, the week before Christmas and getting it before Christmas are over, at least this year. So really good idea, please, to go ahead and get started on your Christmas shopping. Just wait till I'm done, because I don't want you in my way. What's that, Rhino? Christmas shopping.
I said I'm looking forward to Christmas shopping a lot this year, because I don't know about you guys, but I've been doing this thing because my friend is immunocompromised because she has cancer, that I try to randomly keep sending her mail, to kill her, basically, because I'll be like, don't touch it. Let your fiance go get it. But I know she's extra isolated, and so I've been trying to do this like fun game where we just keep like randomly sending her different stuff that'll arrive on different days of the week. And like, there's something about that aspect of like gift giving that really, I love to give people stuff that when you know it's something where you're like, oh, this person is going to be really surprised, and this is really going to make their day. Like, that's all I want. I love that feeling. And so I'm looking forward to this holiday season in that aspect, because I think giving gifts this year is going to be a little extra fun, because like we've been locked inside for so long. And so I think like getting that little – the mail is basically the thing I have to look forward to, where you're like, oh, surprise. You know, like it's this random thing in here. And it has really, really, honest to God, like helped me so much to just have like random stuff show up throughout this time. So I am super grateful to anybody that has mailed me anything, because I am just like, ooh, Christmas.
It's the 64 days of Christmas. It's perfect.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, yeah. I always decorate early, but earlier than most people, but this year I really should have started in June. To be honest with you. And depending on how the rest of this year goes and the beginning of next year goes, I may leave it up. I just may leave it.
Be that house on the block, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, I haven't done the outside yet. I was like, okay, how much of my psychosis do I want my neighbors to see?
Well, you could adopt the Dreams Villa. I got to go back out. It's just going back to Night of a Million Lights real quick at Give Kids. I got to go back out this past Thursday, so I've been there twice now, and I got to see the Dreams Villa, you know, as it's getting ready now. So it was neat to see it with nothing, and now I've seen it with the lights on, and it's pretty fantastic. So that could be, you know, the outside of that's your house that could be tricked out with all of the Christmas decorations and everything. But
yeah, well, I don't know if I can go that far.
Okay.
I don't know. I'll decide when
it's always nice.
It always looks nice. Yeah. It always looks nice. So, all right, folks, before we go, just a reminder to everybody, We are raising money for cast members who were laid off through a raffle that we're doing for you to win a 4-night Disney Cruise Line vacation courtesy of Dreams Unlimited Travel. All proceeds, all money raised goes to the Second Harvest Food Bank of Central Florida. We've already raised over $1,000 just from the start of this. And you'll have links in the show notes. You'll have links on the Diz and on our social media pages. But also, you can text the word CM, as in cast member, CM Love, to 855-202-2100. And that will send you a link directly to the donation pages. So please do what you can. Help out. Get some chances to win. Share this on social media through the link. And you'll get chances. You'll get additional chances to win that cruise. We'll be doing this for the next week on November 3rd. That this will stop. November 10th, we're going to announce who gets that cruise. So please show some love and support to the cast members who are facing a very uncertain future right now as they try and figure out what to do now that they've lost their jobs. 28,000 cast members displaced as a result of the layoffs. And this is just something we can do maybe to bring a little magic back to them, support their small businesses, support organizations like Second Harvest, who do great work and have for many, many years here in Central Florida. So, all right, folks, Denny, Rhino, Craig, thank you very much, guys, for being here. Thank you very much for joining us. That's going to do it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with you again next Tuesday with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, folks, and remember, stay out of the damn lakes.